first action item on this agenda is to approve the contract of the new director of schools.
Do we need to approve the agenda?
Not on the special board. The agenda, it can't be changed. First action item is the, approve the contracts with the new director of schools, Mr. Jonathan Criswell. Everybody should have a draft of the contract, and then some, the high points of the contract. Ms. Hensley, if you wanna, since you were in the negotiations, if you wanna go over those high points, real quick, and then, after that, Judge Bonds, if you can explain, how we would approve it on principle and not having that actual written document after she's done talking about the high points.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Can everyone hear me? I'm gonna have to hold it up.
Well, the highlights are here with your agenda and your contract there. We discussed the start date, of course, of August the first, with that being the payroll timeframes that would meet with the education system. The salary offered was, $103,000 a year, and, Mr. Criswell seemed to be quite pleased with that and appreciative. And if you wanna stop and discuss, you can just go over it.
We go over there.
Health insurance, there was a lot of verbiage in the other contract. We took that out to say simply that we will just abide with, the insurance offered all employees with the Milan Special School District. We did add the technology equipment section on this contract that says Milan, MSSD will furnish a cell phone, computer, and iPad for Milan Special School District use in the system. We discussed a monthly car allowance of $250 a month and mileage to, when he attends other meeting, director's meetings, away on extracurricular activities that are required in the performance of his job. We would, of course, provide, mileage then in accordance with policy and the reimbursement of mileage as offered to all employees. Annual evaluation beginning January 2016, and the personnel committee discussed this previously. Y'all can chime in if you want to. We discussed doing the contract, the evaluation in January, where we could give the director time to work on anything that needs improvement or us to work together on anything between January and the end of the year. We did look at other contracts, and a lot of different districts use that same process. They do their evaluation in January. And if we start it in January of 2017, that will give us time between now and then to, develop an evaluation tool with Mr. Criswell. The length of the contract, 3 years with the understanding that it can be extended one additional year, but no longer in accordance with the TCA code. We cannot go beyond 4 years. So, Judge Bonds, you wanna comment on that? Because that is strictly the
length. Yeah, I mean, that's you can extend, you have to have the 15 days notice. One thing that was in there is that in the last, and I think it was whatever the date of the initial term of the contract or the last year of an extended term, if it had not been renewed, extended, as of that, of April 1 of that date, whatever that was, then he would know that it's not going to be. It's giving him some quote advance notice that things are not going well, he hadn't complied with the evaluation or whatever. But that, so, you know, it's...
Okay, so that's where the April
That's where that April 1.
One date came.
And I may be off, that was hurriedly done. My math is, that's why I'm a lawyer. I'm not a mathematician.
Right. So the 3 years, with the understanding it can be extended one additional year, but no longer in accordance with TCA. And we discussed with Mr. Criswell that, you know, he requested that we look at his performance after 6 months when we do the evaluation and discuss his performance then and consider the extension, which we all know that is the law, so we can look at that further. And then moving expenses with the understanding of moving to mom within 1 year. And that was in our job posting that he already understood that he was to move here within 1 year of employment. And we can discuss moving expenses of the board. I did not know of a particular amount to put in that, and we just thought we would discuss that here. And the space on the contract is blank for us to add that. So with that, that's the highlights. Any questions, or would you like to comment on anything?
No, I mean, essentially the terms, the monetary terms, 3 years, the ability to extend, the evaluations, the technology, the furnishing of technology, including the cell phone, part of the underlying, and Jonathan understood that completely. And the moving expenses, you know, I don't know. I mean, the amount, I have no idea.
Well, I can comment on that, and if y'all want to talk about that any further. I've moved several times, my husband and I, and have been moved. So I've paid it all myself, and I've had it paid before. We moved to Virginia and had it come and back, and it was paid for by my husband's company. But, you know, it just depends on how far you're going, but it can. It's not cheap. You know, with a local move, I mean, I would just throw a guesstimate out there of 2,000 to 3,000. I mean, that would be a range. It would at least be that much for him, you know, depending on whether he used a moving company or if he did it himself.
I mean, I had some friends move from Milan to Medina. I didn't want to say that here, but they moved. And they hired some movers, and they spent anywhere from like 2,000 to 3,000. So I think if we approved $3,000 in moving expenses and just got receipts, so it's up to 2,000 to 3,000.
Are you through, Ms. Hensel?
I'm
done. Okay. Mr. Chair, I have questions.
Yes.
Ms. Hensel, just a question. How did you come up with the $250? Was that based on last contracts, or how did you come up with that amount?
That was from the previous review with the personnel committee and looking at previous contracts. Looking at mileage within the district and what had been reimbursed in the past. It's just an amount.
Okay. Second question, Ms. Hensley, and this might be for Judge Bonds. So the first possible date for Mr. Criswell to discuss a extension is April 2017?
Well, it follows the evaluation, whenever that evaluation.
That's January 31st, 17.
Yeah, following that April 17 or April whatever the date is a drop dead date. that means you're not going to renew a contract, and he's on notice, and that would be at the end of the third year or the extended year.
If I understand that right, that's April 1st, 2019.
Yeah, or the last year, if you extend the term before, in other words, if you extended it at the first year, you extend, then it would bump it one more year. And that's why I put, or the last year of the extended term.
Gotcha.
And that's for his, hopefully it would be done before, but that's so that there are no surprises, that the evaluations, whatever.
So the first possible date for Mr. Criswell is after his first evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next question. This is for Mr. Criswell. It says it's understanding to move to Milan, but in the contract, it's the district. Do you understand it's not necessarily the city limits if you want to stay right outside as long as you are within the school district?
I do. Thank you for that clarification.
Yeah, I want to make sure. Okay.
Will vacation time accrue the same as other employees?
Yes.
Is that right? I just didn't say that.
Leave, personal, and vacation leave as provided to other staff in accordance with those policies.
So did we, Mr. Chair, did we come up with a set amount for moving?
No, and that can, when we approve the principal points of the contract, that can be included. My recommendation is 3,000, but I think as long as Mr. Press was comfortable with that amount.
Our estimates have been within 2,500 to 3,000 of the companies that we've called.
Okay. And before we, Mr. Question, you said you had, did you want to get that letter before now?
I can, if you would like to do that.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. I have a letter for the board tonight. It has my agenda for the next couple of days, just so you will know what I am doing and the public of doing that. And it also has a letter that I will be giving to the Milan papers, and then also with Mr. Hayden on the next week. And what it says is that because of the odd time, the hiring, I mean, just before school, it puts my family in a precarious situation, in the fact that my youngest son has Down syndrome. So Trent is 3, and so he does not go to school for an entire school day. And so his therapy includes OT, PT, speech, and different things. And so he may go to school at 8, have a therapy session until 8:45, and then my wife has to pick him up, and then may have to take him back at 1. And then he'll have a therapy session, and that may be different on different days. So my fourth grade son, my 10-year-old son, is not an issue other than the logistics of taking care of both boys. And so what I wanted to do is inform the board of our intentions of starting our kids' entrance in elementary school on Wednesday, but I want you to understand why. It has nothing to do with my school district. It has nothing to do with anything other than the timing and the needs of our family at this time. And so I wanted to share that with you. I wanted to share that with the people of Milan and assure them that our intention is to be in Milan as quick as possible. And then also I'll share that with the faculty and staff when I have the opportunity to do that next Wednesday. Are there any questions or anything that I can clarify? You are from the community, and so if there's something in there that doesn't read correctly or read well, I just ask that you let me know that, and we can make those changes. Because again, I just want to make sure that our community and you and our teachers and faculty understand the purpose of what I will be doing next week with our children.
Mr. C, question, would it be your...
Mr. C.
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 is it your preference and your wife's preference for the kids to finish this year and try to?
We do not have an answer for that. If the house sells in a month and we're in a house here in Milan, then we adjust that. If we're sitting in a house in 10 months that hasn't sold, we're still looking at logistical issues. So I do not have a definite answer for that. Our intention is to be in Milan Elementary, as soon as we can get everything settled and be over here and be in a house. It may be a year, it may be a couple of months. And so we've explained that to our 10-year-old, and he's, you know, like any 10-year-old, doesn't want to leave his friends, but he's excited to come. And so we're just sort of working that out, and it really basically depends upon when we're able to get over here.
The reason I ask this question, and from my perspective, I don't know how the board feels, but if you wanted the kids, since you have a child with special care, I don't want you to feel pressure, because I know certain kids move, military brats or whatever, but since you are forthcoming, I don't want you and your wife to feel you have to move in October, January. So this is pretty much common knowledge. So for me, if the kids want to finish school there, you and the wife, I don't foresee a problem. So I wanted you to know that from my perspective.
Well, that's very generous of you, and I do appreciate that, and my wife and our family appreciate that very much.
Any other questions?
Do you have any other concerns or questions about the contract?
Did
you want to discuss it?
The only thing that when I called around again, when we spoke, I spoke out of complete ignorance of having to do this before. There are some districts that pay the retirement of the superintendent, and there are some that do not. And so that was something that's negotiable per board. And then the other thing was the mileage amount. That mileage amount is on the low end within this area, but not everybody gets reimbursed for travel outside of the district. So the superintendents I called sort of weighed that out for me. And so I'm very comfortable with that number, and we'll reevaluate that after I have the opportunity to get some data under me. But that was really, the retirement is the only thing that it was, we did not discuss in negotiations that has come up since I've done some research.
I'm not familiar with any previous contracts in paying retirement for you, Mr. Horton?
No, like he said, it depends from school district to school district. So
I hadn't seen one from my own with that in it.
So I guess once you get some, you say, are you going to research it? Or
I'm very comfortable with the contract that was offered. Mm-hmm. And then once we all get to know each other a little bit better and we reevaluate in January, if that is something that I feel needs to happen, I'll bring that request before the board at that time, and then you can discuss that.
Yeah, and this is just for the move.
Oh, just for the move?
Yeah, just for the up to $3,000
in
moving expenses. We've got a second. Is there any discussion on the moving expenses? If there are none, all those in favor, please do so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Clarify on the highlights for the monthly car allowance, $250 a month plus any mileage outside of the school district. Is that right? So I would make a motion that the monthly district or for school district.
Mr. Chairman, and I apologize, but would that be at the, for reimbursement outside the district, do you have, I mean, what way do you use?
The IRS rate.
All right.
Excuse me, yes, the reimbursement outside of the school district mileage, the IRS, whatever the current IRS rate is at the time. I'm doing those two just because it's in addition to what's on the paper. That motion's out there, is there a second?
Second.
Have a first and second to include car allowance of $250 plus the mileage outside of the district at the, whatever the current IRS rate is at the time. Is there any discussion? If there is none, all those in favor, please do so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I don't see anything else on the highlighted points that needs to be clarified, because everything else is pretty much stayed the same if everybody's in agreeance with that. So do we have a motion to approve the high points of the draft contract for Mr. Creswell?
I'll make a motion to approve that contract for Mr. Creswell as presented with the additions that have already been approved.
Got a motion by Mr. Owenby, do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Ross. Have a first and second to approve the high points of the draft contract with the amendments in there. Is there any discussion? If there are none, all those in favor, please do so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
If I could, for Mr. Creswell, this contract was roughed out and he was furnished with a copy of it when everybody was furnished. And despite our efforts to hotbox him into signing it at the time, he needs, and that contract, I will recommend to him, I've recommended to him, needs to be reviewed by his attorney. Now, I mean, it's dangerous not to do that. I wouldn't, were he my client, I would be upset that that happened, and Mr. Cagle with TOS. Now, I have spoken with Mr. Cagle. If there's perceived a problem, he will erect a Chinese wall within the firm so that it is viewed by someone not in a position. But it's understood you're going to get that approved. I mean, that you will submit it, and that's the only change. If there's a change in language, you're approving the contract in principle, but if there's a change in language, then we'll hammer that out. But he definitely needs to make sure that it meets with you.
Judge, did you say Cagle was his attorney?
No, Cagle represents TOS. TOS offers that service to prospective directors. And Jonathan was told, I told him that Chuck did do some work for us, so I want him to be aware of that. This is a conflict potential area, so I want him to be aware of it.
Everybody good with that? All right, the next item is the discussion and approve the transitional duties and consultant responsibilities and the compensation for the interim director. Mr. Creswell and Ms. Judy have talked about the transition. Mr. Creswell coming in and Ms. Judy leaving. The sheet you have in front of you is recommended by to both of them, and they both agreed to this. We didn't have any input in this. This is coming from our interim head, soon to be new director as at the first. Ms. Judy, Crystal, if y'all have any comments on this before we open it up to the board, you need a copy?
I've seen it. Unless the board has a question for me, I don't have a comment.
Mr. Cresswell.
Yes, sir.
Cresswell. I live on Cresswell. I, looking at this, I'm not in agreement with it, and I will explain it once the board discuss. Would you like to give me feedback? I'm looking at the hours, 160, 172. For me, a transition period, that's too long. So I'm asking, would you like to share anything?
I am very comfortable with whatever the board decides. Ms. Judy and I talked about things that will be coming up, things that I do not have an experience in for the five-year plan for the board, for the different things that are coming up that will be the requirements of the state. And so I just asked Ms. Judy to put down what she thought would work best in that transition and the ability to make sure that I had a good firm foundation headed forward of the things that I needed to know and the things that were coming due that she's had a hand in that I would not be able to give adequate input because I have not been involved in up until this point. And so that's what she and I, it was what she recommended to me, is sort of how we got to that point.
Okay, thanks, man.
Yes, sir.
And to add to that, part of this, one is, it was kind of discussed earlier that there would be a transitional period. And the other part is, if we release Ms. Judy, all of a sudden, after her service, she would run into an insurance problem up until the beginning of next year. And this helps cover that, so she doesn't have a lapse in her insurance from going from our insurance back to her retirement insurance.
Mr. Chair, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
So if you're doing this for insurance purposes, shouldn't have been a third item to discuss insurance cover for Ms. Julius, Ms. Judy?
No, this, what is in front of us, takes care of that. Her insurance won't be affected moving forward with this. And that was clear through HR, and they talked with our insurance provider to make sure that that was correct.
But if I'm understanding you correctly, you're saying these hours are based partially on compensating Ms. Judy for insurance. And my statement was, shouldn't that have been a standout item where we could simply discuss that?
No, the only, the way that we arrived at those hours really has nothing to do with insurance. It has to do with the line item in the budget. Mr. Criswell and I had agreed on the 1 month of August. And then there will be things that will come due in the next few months that would be easier for him if he had my input. And the way we came up with the number of hours is Ms. Petty worked with me to look at the budget line for the director, and Mr. Criswell had said, I would like for you to work as many hours as you can, September, October, November, December. And Ms. Petty figured that up for us, and that it came out to 172 hours, which is about maybe 3 or 4 days a month. That's kind of what we were looking at.
3 or 4 days a month will give you 160 hours?
No,
it's 172.
Okay, and my next question, and this is to the chairman. What is TSBA recommendation for transition?
They didn't have one or offer one.
Are you sure?
Not to my knowledge.
Mr. Bennett did, if you go back and look at the minutes, I don't know if you had an auto, but he said right in 2 weeks, which is 10 business days.
Me personally, I guess I'm a little, and I mean, this is me, I feel a little, they just signed this today. I would like to table this until Jonathan actually has time to be here maybe a week and let him look at everything and sort of see where it is and look and see how we need to do this instead of, I mean, automatically saying, hey, this is how many hours. You know, he might have more knowledge on something and he might not. And if he needs or more or if he needs or less, you're fixing to vote on this transition that nobody really knows the whole thing of it. So I would hate to do that and leave him without something or leave Judy twiddling her thumbs or something and us wasting money. I just like to table it until they at least have time to discuss and look into some things, maybe with that, and just sort of see what to do.
Mr. Chair, and also I question this. I'm kind of baffled how the finance director is making this, and this is not coming through the board's finance committee. That's the reason I believe in standing committees. Whereas I'm sitting here discussing it in this meeting, the finance committee, as Ms. Ross alluded to, could look at the pros and cons and costs. So to me, this is like you were putting the cart before the horse, whereas the finance director should have directed that or made Ms. Judy aware it would come to the finance committee. And this is unfair to Ms. Judy, this discussion, but you have committees to expedite the entire board meetings.
Okay, let me address this piecemeal. To the last point, unfair to Ms. Judy. I don't think she would have signed something that she believes is unfair to her to start. Secondly, if you read the responsibilities of the Finance Committee, it is, the Finance Committee is there to set the budget and get a budget approved. That doesn't necessarily mean every finance change goes through the Finance Committee. If you'll look back at most meetings, we have a consent agenda where amendments are made and changed, and that goes from our finance office to the board directly. And I would also state, and again, they figured up these hours between Mr. Criswell and Ms. Judy on what they thought was appropriate. Obviously, if something changes down the road, they can certainly come back and reduce those hours or extend them or ask for an extension. And even though this, like Ms. Judy said, this was not pertaining to insurance, I would remind the board that the last director, when they were released, was approved with 8 years of insurance.
Are you finished, Mr. Chair?
Yes, at this point I am.
Mr. Chair, the Finance Committee does more than the budget. It reviews financial issues. And for you to include the last director who did 8 years, that's unfair to Ms. Judy, because the last director was full-time, 8 years service, and Ms. Judy was hired to fill in as a temp. So I don't, that's like apples and oranges, as people say. But I think Ms. Ross is correct. This needs to be reviewed, and if it's going to be reviewed, it should come through the Finance Committee and back to the board.
Mr. Chairman, I don't even know about the insurance thing. What I'm looking at is, I'm looking at it as a business standpoint of Mr. Criswell looking at everything and just seeing what he needs and when he needs it. If he needs her, you know, August is gonna be a little strange, and he might need her more than then. And then in September and October, not need as much. So I don't even know where the insurance came from.
Didn't have anything to do with it.
Okay, so I don't even know where that came from. I'm just saying that I want his job to be easy for him. If he needs something more or less, I think he's gonna feel comfortable enough with us, six to zero, coming to us and saying, hey, I need Miss Judy for this. We are working on this 5-year plan. I need her to do this. And if he does it, that's fine too. But I think he's gonna feel more comfortable coming to us and saying, hey, this is what we need, instead of you just going ahead and voting on something and him not even really, I mean, how much time have y'all spent together? I mean, you talked to him on the phone like 2-3 times?
We've been on the phone several times discussing the transition.
Have you been on the phone with, I guess, Sharon and Denise and all the rest of them? And I mean, I just worried about us not having, you might need her more than that, you might not. I just wanna make sure that it's the right thing to do. And it's that's the reason I just said table it until you have time to spend with her this week or next week or whatever, and figure out what everybody needs. I just don't wanna, I mean, you're gonna put on set hours where you might need it, you might not. And you might need more. I mean, a 5-year district plan is not easy. And have you done those?
No, and again, the way that we arrived at that is the conversation of what's coming up and what I have not had my hand in to be able to, you know, 5-year plans don't just get put together in a month. So they've been working on this through the, so the hours, I rely upon Ms. Judy's expertise of knowing what's expected of the director and what's coming, and then the staff here to put that together. My understanding is that that was already allocated in the budget that has been approved, is how those that specific hours were arrived at. Now, I did not speak to any of the staff here. It's just that conversation just happened back and forth through Ms. Judy and myself.
Right, and she's done a great job, and I really appreciate her helping us and everything like that. It's not that. It's that I just didn't understand how everything just sort of, I was 31st, and if I'm not mistaken, Randall, he said, you know, you can budget it all the way up to 6 months, or you don't have to budget up to 6 months. I just think that you need to know what you need, and if it takes work in a week or 2 weeks, and you say, hey, I need you more on this side of the thing. I mean, you've listed also district 5-year plan on the improvement plan. You might need her, sort of like we need Mr. Johnson to do that other book together. I just think you're limiting yourselves on some stuff. And I'm not saying you're going to the finance committee either. I'm just saying that it needs to, I mean, we do need to see that on there, but even the personnel thing. And I want to make sure you and Ms. McGregor are going to work good together. I mean, I want the transition to be easy for you. You're moving, you've got a big family, I mean, you've got things going on. And, you know, I mean, I just wanted it to make it more nicer for everyone. And then that way, if you need the hours, you need them to do. But, I mean, where the other guy, I have no idea.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Ms. Lapp.
I am. I think with the uncertainty of what Mr. Chris will need, and just looking at everything, I make a motion that we table this transition duties and consultant responsibilities and compensation for the interim director. And we also make a motion that the finance committee will have a meeting immediately to discuss.
She made one motion, she just said.
It was one motion.
She just said conjunctions.
I put an E.
I have one more question.
Wait, we've got a motion on the table.
I'm sorry.
Got a motion on the table to table the transition and a motion to have the finance committee meet as soon as possible. Is there a second?
Revise. I make a motion to table the transition duties and consulting responsibilities for the interim director.
We have a motion by Ms. Lett to table the transition duties of the interim director. Do we have a second?
Second.
I have a second by Mr. Horton. Is there any discussion?
Roll call.
Roll call. Discussion.
I kind of agree with Missy. I think that we need to give, I don't necessarily think the board needs to approve a compensation plan all the way through December. You know, at this point, I want to give Jonathan time to get in here and get his feel for the job and work with you. And Judy has done a wonderful job, and she agreed to help transition this person. So let's allow her to do that and table this until we can get a feel for that and go from there, meet again. I mean, it's a shorter transition.
All right. Also, it's not like we haven't had a meeting in a week lately. So, I mean, one more meeting is not going to bother me for everybody to feel good about everything. And Joe,
it's discussion.
You know, this is nothing on anything. I just want to also make sure that Mr. Criswell is comfortable with everything.
Do you see his signature on here?
Yeah, but he showed up today.
Well, that's, we've been talking about it, and he hasn't been here until today.
Well, I know, but it caught me off guard to a certain extent. And I just feel, you know, I mean, I don't want,
I mean, $3,000 is going to break y'all.
I don't even know what the number is. I haven't even seen the contract number. And I hate you're upset about that.
Well, it stays within the budget. That was the whole point. That's what he wanted us to do, was to take the budget and see how many hours it would allow for me to work.
Okay, and I understand the budget.
I don't care.
$3,000 has got nothing to do with it. That has got nothing to do with it.
I understand that. Yes, I do.
Okay, that's
one at a time, please.
I just, and I'm sorry you're getting your feelings hurt or whatever. I apologize for that. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
One at a time.
So I'm sorry you're getting your feelings hurt about it, because it's not about that.
Is the is there any other discussion? The only thing I have, if we table this, I don't know how as of the first, Mr. Criswell will be the director. I don't know if we table this now, what needs to happen in between now, which is the 28th, and the 1st.
That has nothing to do with Mr. Criswell contracting Mr. Clark.
Back in the day.
It's mutual, but mutual of terminate.
I mean, that's a lot.
It has nothing, excuse me, Ms. Walsh, has nothing to do with Mr. Criswell contracting. And that's a stretch.
The reason I say that is if you don't handle Miss Judy's contract however the board feels appropriate, as of the first, unless something is handled now, you will have interim director who is under contract under her current contract, and you will have a new director who is under contract under theirs.
Mr. Chair, what was the motion made by Mr. Will weeks ago? What was his motion? So you are covered. And I think you're trying to jam everything in. This is a separate issue. If it wasn't, you wouldn't have put two items on your agenda. But at the same time, this board is responsible to do what is best for these students and these parents and the teachers and the employees. And if you go back, I don't know if Mr. Will can recall his motion, but his motion was pretty much covering transition.
I believe in the motion, it wasn't discovered, I mean, it was, it did include transition. There was no transition, whether it was 2 weeks or 4 months. I mean, there was nothing in there, but that motion did include the transition from the new director and Ms. Judy's duties. That there would be, that she would be kept on through this transition, whatever that transition might be.
And in fact, all the way up through December is what it said, up to December.
But also, Mr. Will, did your motion say as soon as we hire a director, we have the option to deal with that transition time?
I don't know, I don't remember the option part, but I do remember that there was a transition time that was included with that, that Ms. Judy would help with the transition, and that was up to the end of December. I mean, it was up through December 31st.
But the beginning of your motion included when you signed the director. But this, I don't want to put you on the spot. That's the reason you have motions. That's the reason you recorded. You can look at it. But as far as Mr. Crocker saying it affects Mr. Criswell, it does not.
He is going to be the superintendent. Her thing says that she's going to help through the transition. He is the one that's making the decisions.
And the motion said, Mr. Crocker, as Mr. Will and Ms. Ross said, it was not concrete as needed within that time period. So we are covered. Also, Mr. Criswell alluded, he did not come up with these numbers. He pretty much was open. So I think we're wasting the public's time. I think we should move on, get the research, and handle the situation.
I also, Mr. Chair, hope that we do not lose focus. Tonight was to approve the contract for the new director of schools, and we do not need to lose focus on it very much so. I mean, we do not need to make it due on him being here. I mean, we are sitting here making it seem, I think it's inappropriate to keep rehashing and going over and over. This right here is something that could have been handled a lot better had we just did what we said we were gonna do. And that's the problem. So many times we come out here, do things behind closed doors or without the entire board, or make decisions that no one knows about. And then we sit here in front of the public and we look ridiculous. So I think what we need to do is to go ahead and the motion has been made. We have a second that has, and we have done the discussion. I think Mr. Horton call for a roll call if we want to do that. But there's no sense in keep on making it more than it already is.
Is there any further discussion? If not, Ms. Lisa and Mr. Horton request the roll call.
Springer, did you get out of motion?
I did.
Would you read, because I'll...
Motion to table this transition duties and consultant responsibilities for the interim director was made by Ms. Lett, seconded by Mr. Horton.
To table, correct.
Motion to table this transition duties and consultant responsibilities for the interim director was made by Ms. Lett.
Thanks, ma'am.
Ms. Hensley? Ms. Lett?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Ms. Ross?
Yes.
Mr. Elliott is absent. Mr. Omby?
Yes.
Mr. Crocker?
No.
5-1 passes.
That motion carries. The last item on our agenda is to adjourn.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yes, sir.
So that I come back before you with the correct information that you have requested. My question to you is, Are your concerns the hours or the length of time or both or a combination of that? Because I know that you talked about hours, but also that it went through December, so that when I come back to you, so that I can address if they're separate issues or if they're all together.
Yes, and that's what the whole thing is. I know on the strategic plan, number one, your first month here, we're starting school and getting your thing. She's going to have to get you caught up. I understand that totally. Well, and then when you know, the next month is going to be something else, and that's fine. But I think on the, and you can get Lisa to look back on our minutes, if I'm not mistaken, it said up to December. So yes, if you need her, that's fine. You just need to let us know what you need. We are here to help you, and we are here to help her too. But you are the new superintendent, and we are here to do what you need to be doing. And if, you know, I don't do the strategic plannings. I don't know how much it takes time-wise. If you need her more on that, it's one thing. And I would like a list of what you'd like her to work on instead of, you know, I know you're going to be out to the schools getting to know everybody and probably working with Amy and Jackie, you know, a lot to, because of the instructional things. So, I mean, I'm wanting to make sure that that's what you need instead of us having a list of different things that has got nothing to do with anything. I mean, if you don't need that list, it's going to be bad when you come back and you say, I needed her for these many hours on payroll, and you didn't, and we're like, payroll wasn't on that. You know, I mean, so, I mean, just to make sure that you need what you need, I just would like a list of what you would like her to work on and how many hours, it's fine. I mean, and if you need her some extra hours on different months, that's, it's no big deal. I just would like to know.
So for clarification, it's not the hours, it's not the length of time, it's the fact you feel like it was made in haste. And so with a little deeper understanding of the demands and the needs, we can come back and present to you some specifics of
yes,
that.
Yes, okay. Definitely.
All right.
And I appreciate that.
I'll be happy to do that.
Yeah, I think we would look on this as we go. Look at this as we go. That's kind of how I see it. That was my issue with it being so far out to December.
Okay.
Lay it aside in the month, but
you
got this.
And Mr. Chair, Mr. Criswell, also to answer your question, first, it's not a reflection on you. Secondly, in transition, the best ones are short and sweet. Certain things you would know, certain things you would not know. And this board voted you in 6-0. So if you fall, I think the board will allow you to stand up. But my experience with transitions, they need to be short and sweet. You need to girdle thy lion and make your decisions.
Do the
nothing. We appreciate that.
We have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
A motion by Mr. Horton.
Second.
Second by Mr. Owenby. All those in favor, please do so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.